right, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford.
Shout out.
Nice. And also, we had a caller, my uncle. And unfortunately, we couldn't figure out how to answer the phone fast enough.
Someone had changed the controls a little bit.
But. Yeah, and I'm also incompetent. So.
No, you're not.
But thank you for listening.
Oh, my God.
Honestly, we did think you were a murderer at first, but then we realized.
we thought who could be calling in at 3 a.m.
to warn us.
Other than somebody waiting outside.
Oh, I'd be kind of them to let them know, you know. I think that'd be pretty dramatic. Yeah.
Like, hey, don't leave. We're going to kill you if you do. You just listened to Do You Realize?
By the Flaming Lips.
And hit us
with the French, Talia.
Ooh, by Lord Huron.
Cool. Every time I try to say that song, I get yelled at by
La Belle Fleur Sauvage.
French speakers.
Shout out to Gabriel Bonbon.
Every show we do a shout out to Gabriel Bonbon.
Gabriel Bonbon.
Nice.
All right. We should probably all go to bed now.
As should you guys.
And if you're listening.
Merci. Okay.
Well, it's been lovely talking to you.
Lovely.
And remember,
the best part of waking up is
Folgers down.
Woo! Good night, everybody.
Wait, should we?
We did it.
This is WMFO.
We did it.
Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
fast, excitable boy, they all said. Well, he's just an excitable boy. He took in the 4 a.m. show at the Clark, excitable boy, they all said. And he bit the usher's leg in the dark, excitable boy, they all said. Well, he's just an excitable boy. Ooh, wow.
Lawrence Lessig, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM and WMFO.org on the web. Tufts Free Forum and Educational Radio.
Shining, I was laying in bed, wondering if she'd changed it all, if her hair was still red. Her folks, they said our lives together sure was gonna be rough. They never did like mama's homemade dress, papa's bank book wasn't big enough. And I was standing on the side of the road, rain falling on my shoes, heading out for the East Coast. Lord knows I paid some dues getting through, tangled up in blue. She was married when we first met, soon to be divorced. I helped her out of a jam, I guess, but I used a little too much force. We drove that car as far as we could, abandoned it out west. Split up on the docks at night, both agreeing it was best. She turned around to look at me as I was walking away. I heard her say over my shoulder, we'll meet again someday on the avenue, tangled up in blue. I had a job in the Great North Woods, working as a cook for a spell, but I never did like it all. And one day the axe just fell. So I drifted down to New Orleans, where I lucky with a bee employed, working for a while on a fishing boat right outside of Delacroix. But all the while I was alone, the past was close behind. I seen a lot of women, but she never escaped my mind. And I just grew this place, and I stopped in for a beer. I just kept looking at the side of her face in the spotlight so clear. Later on when the crowd thinned out, I was just about to do the same. She was standing there in back of my chair. I said, Timmy, don't I know your name?
I've murdered something underneath my breath. She studied the lines on my face. I must admit, felt a little uneasy when she bent down to tie the laces of my shoes. Triangle love in blue. She lit a burner on the stove and offered me a pipe. I thought you'd never say hello, she said, you look like a silent type. Then she opened up a book of poems and handed it to me, written by an Italian poet from the 13th century. And every one of them words rang true and glowed like burning coal, pouring off of every page like it was written in my soul. But me to you, Montague Street, the basement down the stairs. There was music in the cafes at night and revolution in the air. Then he started into dealing with slaves and something inside of him died. She had to sell everything she owned and froze up inside. And when it finally the bottom fell out, I became withdrawn. The only thing I knew how to do was to keep on keeping on like a bird that flew. To get to her somehow. All the people we used to know, they're an illusion to me now. Some are mathematicians, some are carpenters' wives. Don't know how it all got started, I don't know what they do with their lives. But me, I'm still on the road, heading for another joint. We always did feel the same, we just saw it from a different point of view.
Ha ha ha! Christmas is coming, the sun's zooming in. Engines stop running, the wheat is cooking. A nuclear arrow, but I have no fear, cause London is drowning out. Some of it was true. London calling at the top of the dial. And after all this, won't you give me a smile? London calling. I never felt so much alike.
Hello, Kubo.
What have you got planned for today?
Come on, this way.
Adventure can be found anywhere, but the best place to start is in the forest.
It's the most powerful magic there is.
Head outside to discover incredible animals.
Wow.
And beautiful plants that come together to create an unforgettable adventure. So grab your loved ones and explore a world of possibilities. Visit discovertheforest.org to find the closest forest or park to you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Thank you.
could go this alone and goodbye until you came along. Made me feel like I needed you. Happened so fast, there's nothing I could do. So we tried, yeah, we gave it a shot.
WMFO. On the web at WMFO.org.
Leave room for your growth tomorrow.
his shoulders all bunched up. Confidence betrayed by a slow walk and hung low. Smiling at the girl, she can't see him. Laughing at bound up in a broken heart, bleeding but still strong. Is he afraid to die alone? Afraid to try again for love? Will she make that call she promised? for sure, nothing short of priceless. Elevator girl,
kind of stunning. She's got big hair like a lion's mane or something. She's got big smile, bigger than a movie screen. That's why maybe I'm so keen. Elevator girl, why do you bring me down? I can't see the forest from the tree, but won't you come around? Elevator girl, why do you bring me down? You and me were meant to be, but I gotta know right now.
I don't care.